Since today is Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day in 1967, we got back to the city of Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, so we'll discuss some Kedushas HaMikdash. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, Achronim, in terms of the status of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and as well as the Kedushas HaMikdash, the two different types of Kedusha. That when Yoshua entered Eretz Yisrael, after the 14 years of conquering and dividing the Sheva Shekibshu v'Sheva Shechoku, and year 15 it was endowed with the Kedushas HaAretz in terms of the agricultural laws, the Mitzvot HaTuyas v'Aretz. So it was a discussion, what happened after the Jews were thrown out of Israel? So the Kedusha remains. So that's a discussion in the Gemara, whether the Kedusha Rishona is only L'Shaisa temporarily, or is it L'Asid Lavo, or is it L'Olam Vad, is it forever? And similarly, there was a discussion regarding Kedusha Shniyah when Ezra came in and took over and the Jews got thrown out, did the Kedusha Shniyah remain? So that's one dispute regarding Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But it's a totally different discussion regarding Kedusha's HaMikdash. Now that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, is destroyed, so is there any Kedusha or not? So, the Rambam writes that even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, however, the Kedusha's HaMikdash remains. Why? Because Hashchina ain't a betela. You could knock down the walls, but you can't take the divine presence out of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Rambam's opinion is the Kedusha's HaMikdash remains forever. And the Ravid disagrees and says, what are you talking about? The Kedushas HaMikdash was only L'Shaisa. Now that there's no structure, there's no building, oh, no longer has the sanctity. No longer has the special sanctity. Everyone agrees that Kedushas HaMikdash is a special place and it's a certain level of Kedusha no matter what. But turn to the full-fledged Kedusha, that when we talk about Kedushas HaMikdash, that the Ravid says no longer applies. So it's a major dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid on whether there is Kedushas HaMikdash today. My nafkamina, what's the practical difference? Well, the first, I don't know how practical difference is, but in theory, can one bring karbanas today? Because the Gemara tells us, makriv and afa b'shein lo bayis, you can bring a karban even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no structure. So according to the Rambam, in theory, one could bring karbanos. In fact, that's why the issue of shrutei chutz applies even today, bringing a karban outside the Beis HaMikdash. And according to Rav Lechora, there should be no karbanos because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And on the reverse side, the issue would be, can one walk on the Makam HaMikdash? According to the Rambam, a definite no. Because the Kedusha is still intact in the same halachas of why. According to the Ravid, perhaps one could argue that one would be permitted to. In fact, the Meiri seems to write that was the minhag. He writes the minhag was the Jews did walk on the Makam HaMikdash. However, others, well, the other posts can point out, the Magen Avraham, others, that no, the minhag was that we go with the Rambam and one does not go on the Makam HaMikdash. I mean, there are some temple trips, and that's an issue of, so even in those days, they just say there are different places you could go without being in violation. That's a separate discussion. So, at first, kind of the nafkamin is, can you bring karbanos today, or can some walk on the Makam HaMikdash? So people learn it's a machlokas to Rambam and the Ravid, but that's not so pashut that the Ravid says it's mutter. All the Ravid says is hanichnas ata ein bo kares. If you go onto the Temple Mount now, you're not chayev kares. That's a lot different than saying mutter lechatchila to go on the Makam HaMikdash. So in fact, there seems to be three shitas. We have the Rambam who says definitely the Kedusha applies, you can't go on. You have one interpretation of the Ravid that it's saying it's Heter Gamur. And you have others who point out that no, that that's not what it means. If, because the Ravi doesn't argue, you know, the Ravi doesn't necessarily argue on that point. He just argues on the point of, he still holds it to this Daraisa, but there's no Kares. Kind of like we have a similar issue regarding Tumas Kohanim. It seems to be a fundamental machlokas Rambam and Ravid, whether a Kohen can be Metame today because they're already Tame. The Rambam, no. Some say the Ravid says you can, and others say no. All he just says, in terms, it's still an Issa Daraisa, it might not be the same onshin. So either way, here, the third sheet and the second opinion, the Ravid, he also says it's an Issa Daraisa, there's no Chi of Kares. Where does the Ravid know, anyway, that there's no Kedusha today? So he says, so the Ravid was a Makubal. So he says, Nigali, God told me, that's how I know. However, others point, other Achronim of Cook and others point, I know it should be a mistake, Nigla Lo. No, it was revealed to Ezra, or perhaps to Yeshua as well, that since they knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, they only endowed it with Kedusha with Zman. So those are the different shittas within, you know, Kedushas HaMikdash. We'll see, Tosis seems to go like the Rambam, but for a different reason, that it's a din in Batei Arachoma, that even though it went to, when it talks about Muchas Choma Yeshua Ben Nun, so in different areas, let's say it's no longer walled anymore. So perhaps it still has a din of a Batei Arachoma, so that's how Tosis seems to say a Gzera Sakasu, that the Kedushas HaMikdash remains, while the Rambam says Misvara Shechina Eina Betela, and therefore the Kedusha remains. So to conclude, that's what the Gemara, so someone to point out that one has to appreciate the importance of the day that we have back to Yerushalayim, because we see, well, we know that anyway, but Alpid Svara, but in addition to that, the Gemara tells us different reasons why we celebrate on Tu B'Av, why it's one of the happiest days of the year. So one of the many reasons the Gemara gives is because Hoshea ben Ela, who was no tzaddik, he removed the guards, that Yerovam and Nevat put guards to prevent the Jews from being Ola Rego. He removed the guards, he didn't make the Jews go up, he gave them the option. So we see from that Gemara, if mere access to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, was reason to celebrate, how much more so when we actually have Yerushalayim itself, we have the Kotel HaMaravi, the holiest place we have today, how much more so one has to have a Karas HaTov and Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have today. We have Yerushalayim, 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 back in Jewish control.